This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Do you like the response? I mean, you guys get up early and you don't really... It's not a repeat of Tuesday night, right?
Well, that was, you know, Tuesday's long gone. We really... just came in here, regrouped, and tried to get back to what we've been doing in the games before, and just really pleased with the 4-line-60 goal or goaltending effort all the way through the lineup. Everybody contributed today, and yeah, it's an excellent reaction in a very tough building to react in, and you know, we're really pleased with the way the game went.
You said it was taking a strong defensive effort. Do you feel like you really got that tonight or today?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they never stop coming at you. They never stop, you know, believing they can score, change a score. They, you know, they're not daunted by a 3-0 hole, and you could feel that in their game. And it was important for us to psychologically just stay with the game today. I thought after the 1-3 goal, there was a short little moment of wavering, but we quickly got back to our game, and that was probably the critical moment of the game, was that we shut them down after the 1-3 and just got back to what we needed to do without the puck. The pressure was great all night long. Everybody working for each other. You know, we spread the minutes out like probably no game this season. And, you know, overall, just a really good team effort. But more than anything, defensively, and the offense just profited and grew out of the structure that we showed tonight.
How much of that was Carter's play, especially in the first period on the save on Crosby?
Yeah, I mean, we were trading chances through the first two periods. It was about even chances. And so, of course, a big, big compliment goes out to Carter Hutton. You know, we're up 3-1 instead of down. And, you know, we created a lot of chances. We could have had a few more, too, possibly. But, of course, Carter made some critical saves at the right moment. Excellent penalty killing today, which is really hard against Pittsburgh, one of the best power plays in the league. And overall, the specialty teams stepped up after a very disappointing specialty team game in Ottawa. I thought that was definitely a big, big step up for us. But Carter is our most important penalty killer and played an outstanding game tonight.
Jack didn't take a faceoff today. Is that related to the maintenance day he received on Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, we you know, there's really no conversation around it. I mean, we know that Jack had a maintenance day, and we know that it's that time of year, and we're just playing it safe. And you know, we got Sam, who can take draws really well, and Curtis, but Jack's fine. Jack's feeling good, and we're pleased that him and Oki were back in here today.
How happy was the group that Jeff finally got a goal?
Yeah, they were really celebrating. I mean, this group really cheers for each other. You could see the faces. Jeff's beaming, but everybody else too, and cheering loud. So let that be the beginning of some momentum for him.
That was a very rough physical game. How did you like the pushback?
Yeah, I mean, we've been tested, and we've got a lot of road hockey coming up here, and we enjoy playing on the road, and we're not afraid of it, but we weren't getting the results we should have earlier in the season. So I think, you know, these road games here, especially in New York and now here in Pittsburgh, are games that we need to build on as we go west for 5 games now. And, you know, we've got the home game against Winnipeg, then 4 more in the Western Conference. We definitely need to be ready to play physical, and we know teams will be coming at us. So the reaction today was excellent. We can be physical and push back as a team, and we'll definitely take that with us.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.